I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. This is Madison Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and a sprinkle of that good old Stoic spirit. Now, who here has ever felt that nagging voice in their head whispering, "You can't do this," or "What if you fail?" Yeah, me too. Self-doubt is like that uninvited house guest who just won't leave, always lurking in the shadows and ready to steal your confidence. But guess what? You don't have to let it win. Today, we're diving deep into how to overcome self-doubt and build a rock-solid foundation of positivity and confidence. We'll be exploring some powerful Stoic practices, real-world examples, and actionable tips that you can start implementing right now. No fancy degrees or years of meditation required. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get started. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we tackle this self-doubt beast. First, recognize those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. Remember, our brains are like that old TV with the static. Sometimes it shows us a clear picture, but other times, it's just full of fuzzy noise. Those self-doubting thoughts? Just another channel playing static. Don't believe everything your brain tells you. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that voice pops up saying, "You're not good enough," ask yourself, is there any real evidence to support that claim? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Often, our inner critic is harsher than we'd ever be to someone else. So, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a loved one. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't always control external circumstances, but you can control your reactions to them. Instead of dwelling on things outside your influence, shift your energy towards what you can change, your mindset, your actions, your choices. Remember, even small steps in the right direction create momentum. Fourth, practice gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can drastically shift your perspective. Think about it. When you're feeling grateful, it's much harder for self-doubt to creep in. So, make a conscious effort to acknowledge the positive aspects of your life, even when things feel tough. And lastly, remember that progress is not linear. You won't always feel confident and powerful. There will be setbacks, challenges, and moments of doubt. That's perfectly normal. It's all part of the journey. The key is to keep moving forward, learn from your experiences, and celebrate even the smallest victories along the way. Ever felt like you were on top of the world, only to suddenly find yourself questioning everything? You know that feeling when you're working towards a big goal, everything seems to be going well, and then bam! That self-doubt monster rears its ugly head, whispering negativity in your ear and making you question your abilities. Well, let me tell you, I've been there. Last month, I was preparing for this speaking event, you know, the one with 100 people staring at me? Super exciting, right? But then, that voice started chirping, "What if you mess up? What if they think you're boring? What if everyone walks out?" Talk about a confidence killer. I almost canceled the whole thing. But then, I remembered all the Stoic principles we've talked about, challenging those negative thoughts, focusing on what I could control, like my preparation and delivery, and remembering that progress isn't always smooth sailing. So, I took a deep breath, dusted myself off, and went for it. And guess what? It was amazing. People were engaged, asking thoughtful questions, and even coming up to me afterwards saying how inspiring I was. Turns out, all those worries were just that, worries. They didn't reflect reality. So, remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from pursuing your dreams and living a fulfilling life. Take control of your thoughts, focus on the positive, and keep pushing forward, one step at a time. You got this. Remember, my friends, today's lesson is all about reclaiming your power and stepping into your confidence. So, go out there and show the world what you're made of. And before you go, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you overcome self-doubt? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up and create a supportive community where we can all thrive. Don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism for your daily dose of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.